Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Given secret orders to proceed to a new assignment, Jungle Jim and his dauntless group of United Nations guerrilla fighters were taken by submarine to the shores of Java, now held by the Japanese. Under cover of darkness, they effected a safe landing. The Dutch girl, Trina, was overcome with gratitude to Jim for returning her to the homeland she had never expected to see again. But her thanks were cut short by a voice from the shadows, a Japanese voice that ordered them to drop their guns and surrender. The men turned grimly to Jim as the voice repeated the order.
Get down, man.
Too late, Jim. Yeah. The Japanese says we are surrounded.
Yeah, the chickens are on the beam, Jim. But since when can you believe a Jap?
Can't take a chance, Tom, son. There's no covering on this beach.
It's so called Hayaku.
Better do as he says, ma'am. We see what we're up against. Drop your guns.
Ando wa mato yaka on the side.
Peter! Peter Warden!
Trina! What hot here?
Hey! What gives here, Jackson? This character's no Jap.
I'm a stranger here myself, Tom, son. Hey! What goes on, Trina?
Who are you?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Kate.
This is Peter Vorten. I grew up with him here in Java.
Oh, he's on our side. Swell. Now we can just...
Furthermore, I'm not so sure that we are on the same side.
Don't tell me you're fighting for the Japs.
Don't tell me you are fighting against the Japanese.
Peter, of course we are. Why else do you think I have come back?
I do not know why you have come back, Trina. But I know why you left. You and your Nazi husband.
Oh, Peter, I did not know he was a Nazi then.
And I do not know you are not a Nazi now, Trina.
Well, we'll never be able to prove it to you standing here like a debating society. Take us to your leader.
Most certainly. And you will have to give him better proof that you are not.
Hey!
Good boy, Kolo.
Let me go!
Dutch fellow not see so good in that one.
Kolo, please.
Get his pistol, Tomson.
Okay.
He dropped it on the ground there.
Move your way, Fred.
No more talk.
Easy, Cole. All we want is a chance to prove we're his friends.
Peter, you must believe us.
Friends. So this is the way you treat your friends.
Only when we have to, Peter. Let him go, Kolo.
Twin Jim.
Let him go, Kolo.
That is better.
Yeah. But don't come up with a wrong rift, Gate, or this gun will do our talking.
Must make chop-chop, Twan Jim, not stay here.
Right, Colo. Peter, we've got to find a man by the name of Vandervant. Young Heir Vandervant.
Very interesting.
Oh, Peter, will you stop being a stubborn idiot? These men are here to help us. They are our friends.
So you keep saying, Tina. But if they were friends, they would never have brought you back to Chop.
You speak words, Peter, but they make no sense.
You think so? Then listen, Tina. Ever since you and your Nazi husband left Java, our underground has had you on the blacklist.
Blacklist?
Yeah. And your return is the signal for your immediate execution.
Stunned by this pronouncement, Trina stares hopelessly at Jungle Jim. We'll see what happens in just a moment. Right now, I want to remind you that the best part of Sunday morning is the feeling it gives you that time stands still for a while. On Sunday morning, most of us can sit back and relax, let our imaginations run wild, do a little daydreaming. And that's where the Comic Weekly comes in. You'll find page after page in brilliant full color of events and people who live in an exciting dream world. That's why the Comic Weekly makes Sunday morning adventure time. That's why 15 million readers wouldn't miss a single issue. And that's why the Sunday papers that distribute the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers of the country. 15 of these great Sunday papers bring you the Comic Weekly from coast to coast. One of them serves this city. So ask for that Sunday paper every week. When you see the figure of Puck and the name the Comic Weekly, you're looking at America's favorite funnies. Now, back to the troubled shores of Jap-conquered Java and Jungle Jim.
I am no traitor, Peter. If I am on the blacklist, take me to your underground leaders and let me stand trial.
Score one for you, Trina.
You mean, Trina, you would be willing?
I am not only willing, I insist upon it.
Good, good. All settled. Now it's finished, palaver, not so?
Yeah, let's stop beating our chops and do something.
Wait a minute now. Commander Bayless and the submarine said we're practically at the head of Winkoops Bay. Tell me, is that right, Peter?
Yeah. If you follow the shoreline for perhaps 8 miles, you will come to the village of Malenpeg.
Oh, great, Gate. I can hardly wait.
Jungherr von der Wand is in Malenpeg.
Okay, then that's our goal. How much of a trek is it?
That will take time. The jungles are thick, and the Japanese are everywhere.
But what about Dietrich?
Dietrich? Your brothers meet you?
Yeah, of course, Peter. Oh, Jim, he cannot stand so hard a trip.
He is sick?
Well, he picked up a Jap bullet in his thigh back in Malaya.
Australian and Singhi been play nursemaid. Nazi boy, okay.
He is not a Nazi.
Listen, we'll straighten that out when we see this Van der Van. And the sooner the better. Okay, man, let's go. You better lead the way, Peter.
Yeah. Beyond these bamboos along the beach, we will find a grove of Hazamala trees. And the highway is on the other side. But we must be careful. There's much Japanese traffic on the highway. Tell your men to follow me in single file.
You got cat's eyes, Kolo. What's that ship in the bay out there?
Too dark for Ben C. Thompson. Maybe so small coast freight boat.
Oh, listen, never mind that now. What I can't figure is why Peter told us to wait for him in these Rasamala trees.
Peter been crazy fella, Twan. One time him say us prisoner. Next time him go away, say, wait here. Crazy fella.
Something must be cooking with the Japs in this bay, and I'm itching for a taste of it.
Listen. Wait a minute. Huh? Someone's coming.
Jap patrol could be called.
Jim, is that you?
Oh, it's Trina.
Oh.
Okay, Trina. Behind this tree.
Oh, Peter, realize if it will be dawn in 2 hours. Why we have this delay?
That's what we'd like to know, babe.
Yes, and how come your friend Peter was waiting for us the minute we stepped ashore?
Yeah, fine reception committee.
Perhaps he knew of our coming. Perhaps he was sent there to meet us.
No, Trina. If he was, he wouldn't have been so all-fired suspicious of us.
And now, on top of that...
Listen.
Look.
Huh?
Through the trees to your right. I can see headlights.
Jap highway patrol, probably. Get down now and stay behind the trees.
Yeah.
Take cover, men. Keep out of sight.
Phew. They were close enough to spit at.
Lucky thing trees been so thick.
Yeah.
Lucky thing it's so dark, too.
They were in a great hurry about something. I wonder...
Jim, are you still there?
Wait a minute. Is that you, Peter?
I confess I am surprised to find you still here. I felt sure you would seize the opportunity to run away.
Listen, we've got some bad habits. But running away isn't one of them.
Say, what's the pitch, Jackson? What goes on around here?
We had information that the Japanese were making an important shipment from the bay tonight.
Shipment?
Oh. Yeah. They confiscated the whole rice crop.
The whole crop? But the May rice crop means life itself to Java.
What do Japanese care if we starve to death?
Co-prosperity, huh?
One of our best men, Angolan, and myself, were assigned to prevent the shipment from leaving the bay. They got Van Golen.
Henry Van Golen?
Yeah, you remember him.
Yeah, he liked to play the piano and make up silly songs. How we laughed at him.
You laugh no more. The Japanese made a living torture of him.
A living?
You mean that they...
When, Peter?
I do not know. I found his charred body on the beach across the road there.
Oh, poor Henry.
Oh, so that's why it happened to be on hand when we arrived.
Yeah, that is why.
Well, listen, Peter. How about evening up the score?
Now you're cooking with helium, Jim.
If only I could let myself think.
Suppose
that
you let us do some of the thinking for a change, Peter.
Look, Juan. Across the bay. Coming down the road. The eyes in them, below.
More headlights.
Holy cow. It looks like a whole parade.
A Japanese talk convoy, no doubt. Loaded with rice that belongs to us.
Okay, if we can't have it, let's see that they don't get it either.
Yeah, this be more better for us.
Yeah. Trina.
Yeah.
You'd better get back with your brother, in case we don't pull it off.
Yeah, Chief.
Me go tell Sing Lee and others.
What do you figure those trucks are headed, Peter?
About 2 miles down the road. There, the rice will be unloaded and put on lighters to be taken to the freighter in the bay.
Then we've got to figure out a way to block the road and stop those trucks.
Yeah, there's a fallen tree near the bank of the highway.
Call my chauffeur. All right. Sergeant McGovern.
When Lou,
stick around. We'll need your help.
How far is it, Peter?
Not far. Down toward the road here.
Oh. Better step up the pace, Peter. We haven't got much time. Come on, move along, man. Move along.
Okay.
That's it. Keep moving.
Seems to me the tree should be... Ah, yes. There it is.
Where? Oh, yeah. Think she's big enough, Jim?
Yes, it should have to be. Good thing it's so near the road.
We could perhaps push it right down the bank.
We could perhaps try, anyway. All right, Mac. You and Wing will take that in. The three of us will take the base. Ready? One, two, three.
Good. Good.
Watch your end, Mac. Swing it around.
That's it. A little more, Mac.
Easy. Easy now. Not too far.
Whoa, whoa.
Now. Over the bank with it.
Stand back, Mac. All right, now.
Push it. It's as heavy as my foot.
Come on now. It's moving.
That's it. Here she goes. Timber!
So far, so good. Now, where's Cole?
Hey, come in, Dwight.
Oh, fine thing. Just in time to miss the work.
Yeah, but not too late to share the fun. Those trucks will be here any minute.
Sting Lee and our stallion then circle around. Catch them trucks in Lee.
Steady now. Here they come.
Look at them. Silhouetted against their own headlights, Jim.
Yeah. Any minute, Johnson. All right, men. Let them have it.
Chung ho!
Chung ho!
Okay, brother, that's the last pineapple you'll ever throw. See what I mean?
All right, man. Down the bank. Grab those trucks and drive them right into the water.
Okay.
We'll fix that right in the trucks, too.
Let's take this up, Tom.
Right. Peter, you and Sergeant Mack and Wing will take the second one.
Let's go, Bob.
That's it, kid. Right across the beach.
Run, Jim. Look down the road. More down.
We'll worry about them when they get here.
Yeah. And I'll give you another sunshine thought. Look out there in the bay. Straight ahead.
Ooh, Jap patrol boats.
Right, Polo. And they're heading this way. By the time we hit the water, they'll be waiting for us.